Roy Saper has been bringing art to East Lansing for 40 years. It began when he was in his 20s, running a new business out of his home in downtown East Lansing on Bailey Street, back in 1978. But even though many art galleries fold quickly, Roy's grew and eventually needed a change of venue.
In 1985 is when I bought this land. Interestingly, it was owned by Butterfield Theaters, who owned in downtown East Lansing the campus and the state theaters. They owned this land, vacant parcel in downtown East Lansing in the corner of Elbert and Division, so that nobody would build a movie theater here. So I drove to Southfield, I believe it was, and met with the owners of Butterfield Theaters, and they quoted me a price for this land that was three times the price I paid for my Bailey Street home. And I said yes. And so I came back to the lot after I bought this, and the weeds were growing across the sidewalk, and there were posts around the perimeter of the land, perimeter of the property. There were dead trees on the lot. But I went from there with this imagination of a contemporary-looking, really clean, really nice building with a lot of light.
Though the newly relocated Saper Galleries did have a weakness, an outdoor sculpture garden which left some items vulnerable to purloining.
It was crazy. I'd come in the morning, I'm looking out the window into our courtyard and thinking, wait, hey, where's that 7-foot-tall sculpture that weighs hundreds of pounds? And that's when I realized, so to handle that, I spent more than $250,000 to enclose that courtyard and expand it, make it a little bit larger. And I'm glad I did, because it brings, with the lighting that we have, brings the outdoors in, so you almost feel like you're outdoors. There are plants. It's a beautiful location, and it's a beautiful venue for viewing art.
After his youth in Flint, Michigan, Saper came to MSU in East Lansing, where he eventually began studying computer science, a burgeoning field in the late 60s and early 70s. But his love for art collecting shone through, and Saper was an early adopter of digital pricing algorithms and cataloging, a key to Roy Saper of his 40 years in business.
We're the first gallery, I think, anywhere which used the computers in the ways that we still do and most galleries now do. Now we know every day what countries have visitors on our website and what they're looking at. Technology is the only way a business today can survive, no matter what business it is. And we're proud to always be on the cutting edge of that. And that's observed by those who find Saper Galleries, even though they might not be able to place Michigan on a map.
Because of its location just north of MSU, there is a lot of student foot traffic, and they may have never have visited a gallery before and have that deer in headlights look just walking into the building.
I'll tell you what it is. There's this sense of awe and discovery when they come in. They look around, and the first comment is, I had no idea this place was so large in size. It's deceiving from the outside. You see a little door, and you see a brick wall. Well, it's when you come in, it is large, and when an 18 or 20-year-old comes in, oftentimes they look around, they rush out, and then about 5 minutes later, they come back with two or three friends. That's a sign of success as far as I'm concerned.
Bit by bit, putting it together.
Last week, Saper Galleries and founder Roy Saper celebrated 40 years in business. You can swing by and check out the hundreds of works of art in their East Lansing building, found on the northwest corner of Albert and Division. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.